This is Science Friday from NPR News. I'm Ira Flatow. A bit later in the hour, we'll talk about some synthetic biology news and some green do-it-yourself projects. You'll want to be around for those. But first, some cancers. Some cancers respond well to treatment. Others, though, are more stubborn, with tumors that spread or regrow. Well, this week, speaking at the Experimental Biology 2009 meeting in New Orleans, researchers presented one interesting approach that might help target those resistant tumors, delivering gene therapy straight into the tumor cells by using nanotechnology. Joining me now to talk about it is Esther Chang. She's a professor of oncology and otolaryngology at the Lombardi Comprehensive Cancer Center. That's at Georgetown University Med Center in Washington. She joins us by phone from her office there. Welcome to Science Friday. Dr. Chang, are you there?
Hi there. Ira, thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. Let's talk about your basic delivery system. Is this really just a delivery system to get genes using tiny nano, to deliver genes using tiny nanoparticles of fat?
Yes, actually, you know, you could consider them as tiny nano little FedEx trucks.
I can see the commercial now.
Right. For a number of years that my lab has been involved in the study of genetic factors in cancers resistance to radiation therapy or chemotherapy. Mm-hmm. And then a very strong correlation has been shown by many teams of investigators between the abnormality, the malfunctioning of certain genes and tumors resistance to these conventional cancer therapy. So more recent years that we have been exploring different methods to target these malfunctioning genes.
Mm-hmm. Is there one gene in particular we think of more than the others?
Actually, I'm sort of partial towards a tumor suppressor gene, P53.
We've heard about that one.
Yes, great.
P53, if it's not working right, it doesn't suppress the growth of tumors.
That's exactly right. And it has such a pivotal function in controlling cell growth and actually repairing damages to the cells when it's not functioning. And it just cannot protect the normal cells from turning into a cancer cell.
So is your technique then, using this FedEx nanoparticle technique, is to deliver the healthy, so to speak, gene into the cell?
Exactly. If the reason you might want to ask me is, why FedEx trucks?
Okay, why not UPS?
That's right. UPS could do it too. Both of them actually has a commonality. That is, they have a specific address. So they know which household they're going to deliver their goods to, letter or other items. Mm-hmm. The conventional cancer therapy is, if you will call it, like a crop duster. Mm-hmm. If you want to have a message sent to a specific area, one of the ways, which nowadays I don't think we do it that way, is print out the messages in small slips of papers, and you use a crop duster to send that message out. Well, the intended family may get it, but you also send it out to a lot of families that don't really are intended to get that message. So those families, we call them normal tissues, normal cells. So this is a very, very critical reason that we need to target the therapeutics to the tumor cells specifically, not only to the primary tumor, but also to the distant metastasized tumor, no matter where they are.
Yeah.
And the therapy to be effective has to be able to be delivered to these spread metastatic cells.
So you have to put it into the bloodstream then.
Exactly.
To get it everywhere in the body where these bad tumor cells might be.
We don't know where they are, so it has to go through the bloodstream. So it has to travel through the bloodstream. Well, it has to have a capability to recognize which is the target cell, which is the tumor cells. Whenever they see their target cell, they enter and they deliver the payload. So we have been engineering these targeted nanoparticles for the last 10 years or so. The component of these nanoparticles is quite simple. Like you said, these are fat droplets. These are synthetic material, easily self-assembled, easily degradable, and using that as a little container, little vehicle. And we decorated this little fat droplets with a targeting moiety, if you will, on the surface. So give them the capability of home to the tumor cells whenever they see, essentially when they're traveling. They see when they home into it, they deliver.
And they go right through the cell?
Actually, they start to engage on the cell surface.
Ah.
And we go through a mechanism we call the receptor-mediated endocytosis to get the payload and get the drug or the gene or the small molecule into the tumor cells.
Hmm. And have you actually tested this out yet in people?
Yes, we just started. I shouldn't say that. We started about a year ago our phase one trial in patients with advanced solid tumors, all kinds of solid tumors. And this is being done by my collaborator, Dr. John Pneumonitis at Mary Crawley Medical Research Center at Dallas, Texas.
Mm-hmm. So this could be useful for all kinds of solid tumors.
We have tried in our laboratory in experimental animal models, we have tried 15, 16 different kinds of solid tumors, breast, prostate, bladder, lung, colon, melanoma, cervical cancer. So 15, 16 different kind of tumor model we tried. And we also have accrued. We actually tested in 6 patients already.
Mm-hmm.
As you know, phase one clinical trial is for safety studies.
Right.
And so we escalate the doses. And so we started with a very low dose. And now we're able to actually get up to 6 times of our initial dose. And the safety profile has been looking quite good.
Do you have any preliminary studies from them to say, hey, they even with the phase one, they got a little better?
Yes. We're very optimistic to this potential of this trial. As you know, this is the very, very early stages, mm-hmm. and we really, you know, cannot make any conclusion or suggestion at all.
Right.
But so far, we are happy.
Wow. We don't want to get people's hopes up too much because so many people are listening.
This is very early stages in our investigation.
Mm. But you will be dosing it up a little higher.
We have been. Actually, we will be able to get into the patients with 6 times higher doses than our initial dose.
And when do you move to phase two then?
I'm hoping within a year.
Wow.
You know.
Wow.
Hoping.
Hoping.
Right.
But in the lab animals, you've had good results.
We have very, very good results. Actually, our endpoint is not to see whether our treatment is going to slow down the tumor growth in these animals. Our endpoint is elimination. Because if you can only slow down the tumor growth, then the treatment eventually will have to, we still have to deal with the slow growing tumor.
Sure.
So we need to eliminate the tumor. That's our endpoint.
Have you had that in animals?
Yes, many, many, many times.
Wow. I'm speechless. It's not often. And I don't want to get anybody's false hopes up on this.
No, these are animal models.
Yes.
As you know,
yes.
That's why we need to do these clinical trials in patients.
Mm-hmm. And one of the keys here is nanotechnology.
Actually, this is truly nanotechnology enabling. And also the key of targeting.
Mm-hmm.
Because as we just talked about, without targeting, really you're wasting not only a lot of material, it goes to places that you don't want it to go. And also, you also induce so much of the side effect that we often see in patients. So targeted to the tumor cells specifically is our strategy.
You know, I've been covering medical stories for almost 40 years, and I keep hearing about the quote-unquote magic bullet. You've heard it too, I'm sure.
Yes. I don't think this is a magic bullet.
This is not it.
I think that the design of this specific nanomedicine is to augment the conventional cancer therapy, either radiation therapy or chemotherapy. So we would like to deliver specifically tumor-targeted a molecular therapy, which will render these tumor cells more sensitive to radiation treatment or chemo treatment. So we believe that this specific nanomedicine should be in combination with one of the conventional cancer therapy.
Mm-hmm. Why could you not deliver a drug that kills the tumor totally without the need for that?
You're saying that why couldn't we actually deliver also a chemotherapeutic agent?
Yeah.
Yes, we are doing it exactly, and we're seeing very good results in animal models.
Ah, we haven't gotten to that point in humans yet.
Not in human yet.
Not in human yet. But that's what you meant by the good success in animals.
Right.
So we're still doing the helper one in phase one, and we're waiting for phase one for the animal sort of models.
Exactly.
Wow.
No. Our prototype, if you will,
right,
delivering the PPD3 is already in phase one.
Wow.
And this actually technology turned out to be a platform technology.
That's great.
When we switch...
I've run out of time.
Okay.
But we will get back. We will follow this, okay?
Okay.
You promise to come back and keep us informed about how this is working out.
Love to talk to you again, Ira.
Thank you. Dr. Esther Chang of Georgetown University Medical Center in Washington. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back after this. Stay with us. Don't go away. I'm Ira Flatow. This is Science Friday from NPR News.